Last week, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission said yes to the Southern Company starting full construction on two new reactors for the Vogtle nuclear plant in Georgia. If built, they'll be the first new U.S. commercial plant reactors in decades. John Williams is an engineer for the Southern Company. He and an official from a power plant construction company will be speaking this week at UW campuses in Green Bay, Oshkosh, Milwaukee, and Madison. Williams says Wisconsin has plenty of energy now, but he says over the next 15 years, demand will eventually go up.
We're making decisions about how we're going to bring on that electricity generation today. So that's why we're coming to Wisconsin, to talk to the people of Wisconsin about, you know, that nuclear needs to be part of that mix.
Williams says utilities are first looking at building more units at existing nuclear plants, but he says he knows nothing specific for the Kewaunee and Point Beach plants in Wisconsin. Kevin Camps of the group Beyond Nuclear says the industry is trying again to overturn Wisconsin's moratorium on nuclear plant construction and should not be touting last week's decision in Georgia.
That does not guarantee project success. We have a history in this country of reactors that were mostly built or even entirely built that then ultimately were abandoned at the loss of many billions of dollars.
Kemps contends if more radioactive waste is generated here, federal officials would be more likely to again consider a waste dump in northern Wisconsin. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.